Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Could it really be happening? Is it possible that the idea that I created Donald Trump as House Speaker is about to actually happen? It's kind of amazing. It shows you what an incredibly corrupt, fixed, rigged world we live in. Because if this was a normal world, I'd be fielding thousands of calls from the media all around the world asking, are you proud that you're the one that came up with this idea? How did you come up with this idea? Is it true you're the one who came up with this idea? What did you say to Donald Trump that made him change his mind and agree to be House Speaker? Suddenly, there's not one single call from the media to Wayne Root, even though I'm the guy who created the idea in January of 2021 that Trump should be House Speaker as soon as we retake the House in November of 2022. And then throughout 2022, Trump made many appearances on this show, and I always said to him, you should be House Speaker. Don't support Kevin McCarthy. You should be House Speaker. Here's the reasons why. You should be House Speaker. You will lead the fight to secure the border. You will lead the fight to impeach Joe Biden and Kamala and Mayorkas and the Attorney General Merrick Garland, and you'll be the guy to defund the FBI and the DOJ and the IRS and the 87,000 new IRS agents. You could be that guy. And then when McCarthy was kicked out, I was the first guy to then suggest, why not Trump? And sure enough, it looks like it really may happen. Now, it may be a temporary Band-Aid, not a real Trump as House Speaker permanently, but it's looking more and more like it could happen. Trump talking about attending a closed-door House meeting involving who would be the Speaker of the House. It's on the table now. It never was. Trump released a statement today indicating a willingness to serve as Speaker of the House and committing to doing whatever is necessary short-term. And then here's the story from Fox News that just came out moments ago. Trump would accept House speakership for a short period while Republicans decide on a permanent replacement. So it could happen that Donald Trump becomes Speaker of the House maybe for a few weeks, maybe for a few months, maybe for a year until, you know, we're in the middle of the presidential race. I don't know. Maybe it's just for a day. But all I know is it was never even possible when I suggested it, when I came up with the idea. Now it's suddenly become a real probability, not just a possibility based on these statements that are out, a real probability, or maybe, just maybe, you know, President Trump tweeted out, and again, he's not on Twitter, but he's on Truth Social, so it's really not tweeted, but that's the word everybody uses, kind of like, you know, petroleum jelly. They don't say that. They say Vaseline. Tweet is now the word, right? And when you put out a post, you've tweeted. So President Trump tweeted out just this morning my column on why he should be the Speaker that I wrote 24 hours ago. So, again and again, it's Wayne Root in the center of all this. Trump also sent me a nice note yesterday thanking me for all the work I'm doing. In the middle of his trials, in the middle of everything going on, in the middle of a presidential campaign, in the middle of considering whether he'll be House Speaker, he took the time to send me a handwritten note. Unbelievable. So here's the Fox News story. Trump would accept House Speakership for a short period while Republicans decide on a permanent replacement. Representative Kevin McCarthy was removed as Speaker of the House after Matt Gaetz introduced a measure against him known as a motion to vacate. So that was the first thing that happened. And then Trump says, I've been asked to speak as a unifier because I have so many friends in Congress. If they don't get the vote, they've asked me if I would consider taking the speakership until they get somebody longer term because I'm running for president. And until they come to a conclusion, I'm not doing it because I want to. I will do it if necessary should they not be able to make their decision. And I'm guessing they will not be able to vote in anybody new. You will not get enough votes to support either Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan or anyone else who jumps in. So Trump stressed again, if Republicans cannot come to a consensus, he would take the speakership for a short period, 30, 60, or 90 days. I would only do it for the party. So all I could tell you is that nobody but me thought of this idea at any possibility. No one but me came up with the idea 2.5 years ago and pushed it and promoted it and hounded President Trump with the idea. And now it's coming to reality, it seems like. Even if it's only for a few days, Trump as House Speaker was my idea. Pretty amazing. And where are the media calls to ask, aren't you proud? How'd you come up with it? What did you say to President Trump? What did he say to you? How many times did you bring it up to him on TV, on your shows? Not one media call, because the media is completely, utterly corrupt. And they just black out anyone they don't like. You know, and for me, it started a long time ago. It started as recently as long ago as 2008 when I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, and I ran against U.S. Congressman Bob Barr and U.S. Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska. And there was Little Wayne Root, the son of a butcher and sports handicapper from Las Vegas, and the three of us were debating for the Libertarian presidential nomination in Washington, D.C., I believe it was at Cato Institute, if I remember correctly. And the media showed up, and there were about 500 people in the audience, and we had a three-way debate, and I kicked the ass of both the congressman and the senator. Destroyed them. And when the event was over, the entire audience came to me, like a sea of people came to me, and said, oh my gosh, we never heard of you. We didn't know you from politics, but we're choosing you as our next presidential nominee. And the next morning, I got to the airport to fly home to Vegas from Washington, D.C. I get to the Reagan Airport, and I think I'm going to see myself, you know, in headlines in the Washington, D.C. newspaper. And I look in the Washington Post, and there's a story, I think it was on page 3, about the Libertarians' debate for their presidential nomination. And it says, former United States Senator Mike Gravel and former United States Congressman Bob Barr debated for the presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party. And I said, what? Where's Wayne Root? I won the debate. The entire crowd agreed I won the debate. Then they show a picture of the debate, and they've whited me out of the picture. I'm not there. I was in the middle between the two of them, and they showed the two of them as if they sat next to each other when I was in the middle of them. And I'm not there. The pictures of Senator Gravel, Congressman Barr, and no Wayne Root, even though I clearly won the debate, they never mentioned my name that I was at the debate. Do you understand how corrupt our media is? Do you understand how bad our media is? Somebody in that room decided Wayne Root can't possibly be the nominee. You can't allow a guy from Vegas to be the nominee. And even though I won the debate, clearly, according to everybody in the room, they wouldn't even mention that I'm a candidate or that I was there, let alone that I won the debate. That's when I found out how bad the media was. And then, don't forget, a few years ago, I was the guy on Newsmax TV that said that Trump is like the king of the Jews in Israel. And Trump sent out 3 tweets saying, thank you, Wayne, thank you, Wayne, thank you, Wayne, for calling me the king of the Jews. And then walked outside the White House, looked up at the sky, and said, I am the chosen one. And the media went insane. And they all over the world, they blamed Wayne Allen Root. But nobody ever called to interview me. How is it possible I'm the guy who said Trump's the king of the Jews, and not one media in the entire United States of America or the entire world that was covering the story and blamed Root and said what a terrible person I was for calling Trump the king of the Jews, not one of them thought to call me and get my side of the story? I couldn't believe it. It was the biggest media firestorm of my life, one of the biggest of the entire Trump presidency, and not one media thought to call me to interview me or to get my side of the story, to even take a sentence from Wayne Root, even though it was my story. And now I'm the guy who came up with the idea that Trump should be Speaker of the House, and there's not one media calling again. The system is that corrupt. I think I mentioned this yesterday. I was watching the Battle of Midway. You know, I work out 2 hours a day, so I got to watch movies to keep going. And I'm watching the Battle of Midway, so it kind of encouraged me, motivated me to Google Battle of Midway and read about it. And it told that we destroyed their four battleships, all four of the Japanese all four of the Japanese carriers, aircraft carriers, were destroyed by the U.S. Navy in the biggest military victory, biggest naval victory, probably in the history of warfare. But the people of Japan never knew it because the government put out nothing but propaganda and would not tell them that they lost or that any aircraft carriers were destroyed or that anyone was killed. They said they won a big battle. The people had no idea. It was a total media blackout, and the media did whatever the Emperor of Japan asked them to do. And all these years later, with all the various ways we can find out the news, Democrats have fixed the system so that the biggest places most people go, not conservatives, but the average schmuck, the average mass man and woman, goes to, you know, MSM.com or CNN.com. Or any number of mainstream media, NewYorkTimes.com, WashingtonPost.com, ABC, NBC, CBS News, and NPR. And they totally black out anything Wayne Root does good, anything Donald Trump does good, anything the GOP does good. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores.
50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products, 80% off.
But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and un.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Ellerud, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Gold Gate Capital's on fire. Because you got to own gold and silver knowing what's coming, knowing what they're doing to this world. Stay tuned, because I've got a story the minute I'm done with this live read that's going to make you just boil. Your blood's going to boil. What's been done to this country. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Get up to $15,000 in free silver. Goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. So I told you I'd make your blood boil with this story. You know, we live in a country where we're giving all the money in the world to Ukraine to protect and defend their border. Nothing to protect and defend our border. Just, you know, let it go. It's just a mass invasion. They're coming in by the millions. It's incredible what's coming across the border every day. So that's bad enough. But once they're in the United States, they treat our own veterans like garbage. New York Post had a story about a week ago, a week and a half ago, about a veteran who was kicked out of his room at a, I guess it was a single room occupancy type hotel, and they kicked him out to make room for illegals. Here's a story about the Army-Navy game this year. You know, every year it's in first week of December. This year it's on December 9th. It's one of the most famous football games in America. Neither team is ever any good. You know, if any of them ever played a real team like Michigan, you know, or Ohio State, they'd lose 49-7. But Army and Navy play each other, and it's just every year I feel like crying. Every year tears are in my eyes because it's Army against Navy, and these guys just play their hearts out, and they represent our country. And after the game, a lot of them are seniors. They're going to leave, and they're going to go to war, right? They could be killed in the next few years. They're going to be lieutenants in the Army or in the Navy, and suddenly they're going to be available if we have a war. And they're willing to risk their lives. So, of course, you'd cry these wonderful boys are on the field. So, the Army-Navy game this year, first time ever, is not going to be played in Washington, D.C. It's being played at Foxborough Stadium in New England. And so lots and lots of veterans booked hotel rooms in the Boston area, many of them with a certain travel agent who books for major sporting events. And all of them thought they had a hotel room, and they've suddenly gotten a letter or an email. I don't know if it's a letter, an email, or a phone call. I don't know. They've been contacted. Thousands of people have been contacted saying, sorry, you had a hotel room. We have to kick you out. There will be no hotel room for you. You're going to have to find another one because we have no choice but to give your room to illegal immigrants. So it's just amazing. Amazing. It's one of the most anticipated games in college football being played at Gillette Stadium in Boston this year for the first time ever, December 9th. Mark Monsbach, travel agent for New Jersey, started getting calls from clients that their hotel rooms were being canceled for the game. And he decided to call the hotels his agency was partnering with for the game. They were leasing out the hotels to the state of Massachusetts for refugees, he was told, from three hotels owned by Geary Hotel Management. Geary was working with the state to house migrants under the right to shelter law, and his clients' previously booked hotel rooms were canceled to continue the lease with the state. So hundreds of reservations were impacted, and Geary Hotel Management spokesman said, we're committed to providing shelter and support to refugees at our hotels. As a gesture of solidarity and humanitarian responsibility. No, it's because the government bribed you and paid you more money than the veterans coming to watch the game. As a gesture of solidarity and humanitarian responsibility, we're opening our doors to those seeking refuge in our community. Unbelievable. Mansbach said in his two decades of experience, he's never heard of something like this happening. I have never had a hotel take back rooms and give me nothing. They sent out cancellations and they walked away. Some people have decided not to go. Others found different hotels in Boston. Some I've been able to put into other hotels I had space left in. This is all about kicking veterans out in favor of illegal aliens. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's un-American. It represents everything happening today in the United States of America under Biden / Obama. Everything. Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. We'll see you back here in a second. We got a guest. We got lots more to tell you about, lots of headlines. Most importantly, yours truly invented the idea of Trump as House Speaker, and it may actually be happening. Or maybe he's just trying to do what I said in my column. At the very least, have a vote on Trump as House Speaker, and let's put it officially on the record. And whenever a Republican congressman votes against him, let's primary them and kick him out of the Republican Party. So maybe that's what he has in mind. We'll find out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
U.S. USA News update. President Biden, despite his assertion that border walls are ineffective, has given the green light for additional border wall construction in Texas. The administration, in a policy reversal, stated it would bypass federal laws to facilitate construction. Biden explained today he felt compelled to do so because the funds for the wall were previously allocated and couldn't be redirected. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hern is contemplating a run for Speaker of the House.
It's not something I came here in Washington, D.C. to do, but when you have people asking you about taking a different direction than what we've done historically in this Congress, and then, you know, we're doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, where leadership just keeps ascending through the ranks, and people have asked me about, you know, looking at alternate choice.
Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise have already announced they're running. And national gas prices may drop to $3.25 by Halloween after a recent surge in oil prices followed by a sudden sharp decline. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Root's on fire. WarBeef.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. WarBeef for Wayne Allyn Root. It's not my company, but they went out and got that website just for my fans. You know I'm Mr. Solution. We're in so much trouble. This is a communist and globalist takeover of the United States, and the enemies of America are within. But you already know that, so I want to bring you solutions. Here's a big one. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, the supply chain. Food prices, because of inflation, are insane. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef. In other words, no beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15. All right, we've got our guest here, Julio Gonzalez, CEO of Engineer Tax Services. He advised the Trump administration and Congress on the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. His website, EngineeredTaxServices.com. And most importantly, he's a FOW, friend of Wayne. Julio Gonzalez, welcome to the show, buddy.
To be on. This is wonderful.
So you got a new op-ed that was just published at Newsmax. Big government, big business, stifle small business. And I want to ask you about it, but I want to guess that it's about the things I talk about every day on the show, Julio, that we have two Americas and two economies. And while Wall Street is still doing relatively well and the biggest companies in America are doing relatively well, not great, but relatively well, you know, and the Amazons are doing relatively well and Apple's doing relatively well. But the small businesses are struggling. It's two worlds, it's two countries, two Americas, and two economies, unfortunately. And the worst one is the one with the middle class and small business in it. Am I right?
You're right, and I'm so glad that you bring attention to this to your audience. It's so true. There's two tiers, right? And the big tier, the big groups, the Fortune 500, have all the tax benefits of a tax code that was built by them and paid by them, and they take advantage of all the grants paid by the small business owners through their taxes. And the division is getting much greater every day when it's just terrible. This, you know, how does a small business survive coming out of COVID? And then high interest rates, high inflation, no access to grants, no access to these tax benefits that the, you know, and you know, Biden took all the tax benefits and gave them to these big green companies, too. They took them away from the small businesses so that we could have all this green big business.
It's terrible. Matter of fact, today, Julio, we're talking to Julio Gonzalez. His website is EngineerTaxServices.com. There's an article, a big headline at FoxBusiness.com, and the headline is, "New data reveals a crash not seen since the Great Depression could hit in 2024. And I read the article. The basic gist is that there are things happening now, a reduction in the money supply that we haven't seen since the 1930s in the middle of the Great Depression. But even then, when the money supply was way down, so were prices, because people were broke and no one was spending money. But today you've got a combination no one's ever seen, the worst money supply since the Great Depression, at the same time as prices on goods are up, not down. People are broke, they can't buy, but yet prices are up. Inflation is you know, rising. So this makes no sense, and it's very, very scary, and it's very bad news for the American consumer. Any comment on that?
Wayne, it doesn't have to be this way. It just simply doesn't have to be this way. We raised the energy costs that created this massive inflation, and small business owners can't keep up with the energy costs, can't keep up with the labor costs that continue to go up, and ultimately, we can't get the prices to go up to compete with all our expenses going up, and we're getting killed, crushed, because a lot of our small businesses took out loans during the COVID, the pandemic. And now their interest rates have tripled. and the cash flow to them has gone away. But you're right. This is right on, Wayne, and it's really, it doesn't have to be this way, right? We don't have to keep raising interest rates. We don't have to keep raising energy costs that hurt the small business owner. The big corporate businesses, they can survive it all day long, and it just continues to weed out the small business owner.
Yeah, it's terrible stuff. I mean, we once had an economy fueled by small business. I used to say in the early 2000s, small business is the economic engine of America. And by the way, it still is, but it may not be for much longer because every small businessman and woman is under the gun right now, really under the gun. And I think the worst problem is inflation. I really do, but I think there's so many other bad things going on. But inflation has got to be the worst problem because, Julio, how do you pass it along to the consumer? You know, if you own a restaurant and it's already, you know, business is down, say, 10% or 20%, how do you pass a giant increase in your beef prices, your chicken prices, your fish prices, your vegetable prices, the napkin prices? The employees are all getting raises, you know, due to government saying you got to give them a higher minimum wage. But you can't raise the prices on the menu or nobody would show up. You'll have a 50% reduction in business.
No one can survive this, Wayne. No small business owner can survive this. They're not going to get the price adjustment. And certain states are making it even worse for small business owners. But, Wayne, they can't leave like the big corporations. They can't just move overseas. They can't move to different states. They're stuck. They're stuck in California with this high wage increases, massive cost inflation. We see this in a lot of the states, right? It's hard for them to adjust. I think you're right about this, Wayne.
Yeah, I saw some article the other day, Julio. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and I'm trying to remember the exact number, but I think it's something like one out of every three people that's leaving California is moving to Las Vegas. So there's this massive influx, but you just made a great point I never thought of. I always say, why isn't everybody moving? Because if you own a small business on a certain street in a certain town, you can't just pick up and leave. You own a dry cleaner, it's been there 30 years. You own a gas station, it's been there 20 years. You own a restaurant that's been in the family 80 years. You can't pick up and relocate it to Las Vegas. There is no such thing. So everybody can't leave California. A lot of them are. A lot more are trying or thinking about it. But not everybody can leave New York for Florida or California for Las Vegas. Some people who own a business are kind of stuck.
You're right. I mean, we see in California, CVS is leaving. A lot of the tech firms are leaving. A lot of them are pulling out because of bad regulations and all the costs and these increases in labor. Now, a one-person employment company has to provide 401ks for an additional person that comes up. These regulations, these costs are so onerous, but they can't leave. You're right, Wade. They've been there for 80 years on the corner, 40 years, three generations. How can they pick up and move? They just
yeah.
can't do it.
And, you know, the only way...
No one's
going
to give them an incentive to go to Vegas, but they'll give Tesla that, right?
One of the only ways around it, Julio, is like a guy like me is a one-man army, right? But I do have people that are very important to me, but I don't call them employees. They're all independent contractors. And I don't set their hours. They don't come into a specific office. I call them independent contractors. I pay them 1099 income. But the reality is our government, especially the federal government, but in blue states like California and New York, there's a war against 1099 employees. They want everyone to be reclassified as an employee to get salary instead of commission. Another thing that's destroying small business.
And I'm afraid in California and some of those states, small business is not going to win that argument. They're not going to win that fight against the California tax authority. You're right. They're taking the independent contractors away, making you employ these people, give them the health benefits, give them all these benefits at massive inflation prices and not survive. Again, big corporations, they can adjust. Small corporations, there's no chance.
Right. So last question for you. Explain how government has helped big pharma develop into a monopoly, because that's a huge topic for me. I'll say a quarter of my programs on TV and radio for the last 2 years, Julio, have been about big pharma and the vaccine and the disastrous death and injuries to the vaccine and the cover-up and all of that and how all the politicians and the media are bribed, and that's why no one seems to know that so many people are dying, because we're living in like a Nazi-like propaganda state where they just cover it all up when they want to. So talk about this big pharma monopoly, which has always been a big topic for me and my audience.
They own Congress.
Right.
They own them, right? Yep. They basically write the laws for our country and influence it with their big capital to influence Congress, especially this Congress, and there's no, and they're not even liable for anything anymore, right? We took that away too.
Immunity, blanket immunity.
Blanket immunity. So if they do anything wrong, which we see that all the time now, right?
Right.
There's no, nothing that can
no
be
recourse.
Done.
Can't sue them.
No recourse.
It's amazing. And you know, you listen, you know, I love Trump. You know I love Trump, but that's the one issue I disagree with him on and the one issue he's wrong on. You know, he's very, you know, pro-Big Pharma, and he also gave them immunity. He's the guy who gave it to him because he thought, you know, he loves the economy. The Trump economy was great. It was greatest in modern history. And he really thought it was going under because of COVID, and we were all going to be destroyed, and capitalism would be destroyed, and no one would have a job. We'd be plunged into a Great Depression. So I get everything that he did. Everything he did was to get the economy going again, and I understand it. I even supported it at the time. I just wish he'd know now that he made a mistake and admit it out loud. But other than that, he's great. I like him on everything except the vaccine, but at least he never mandated the vaccine for anyone. So thank God for that. But never should give them immunity. No one should ever give them immunity ever again. Julio Gonzalez, we're on the run. He's the CEO of Engineer Tax Services. He advised the Trump administration at Congress on the 2017 Jobs Act and the tax cuts. His website is engineeredtaxservices.com. Good friend of Wayne Root. I visit him down in Florida, him and my buddy Phil. Julio, have a great day, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless. We'll be right back, folks. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wayne Alaruth, the sponsor of the segment of the show, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Z-Stack and Z-Shield, Dr. Zelensky worked tirelessly. Dr. Zelenko, excuse me, worked tirelessly. I used to have a doctor named Dr. Zelensky in Ridgefield, Connecticut, years and years and years ago, 35 years ago. But Dr. Zelenko was a regular guest on my show throughout 2020 and 2021. He died last year in 2022 of lung cancer. But he worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His products include Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Shield that helps your immune system get rid of most viruses, including dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. You know what causes those, the famous vaccine. Those are side effects in many people. Check out the list of people who've been injured by the vaccine, and you will see again and again Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure that you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. And, of course, he's also got Z-Flu, and it's now flu season, and they're predicting it's going to be a terrible one, and there's a new pandemic back again. And so here's a way to build your immune system with Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Flu. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans at ZStackLife.com. ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR and get a special discount. All right, so I mentioned this data out, this headline of Fox Business today. This data is out to Julio Gonzalez, who was our guest just now, who's an economic guru of importance around the country, especially for small business people. And I asked him to comment on it, but I want to read it to you. New data reveals a crash not seen since the Great Depression could hit in 2024, not 2029, meaning next year, 2024. And so here's, let me see if I can pinpoint exactly what they're claiming. So it's about the money supply. As a result of the Fed's policies, the inflation rate has dropped, but not enough to deflate prices. Most consumer goods and services, as well as rent and housing, remain much higher than they were before the pandemic. And I agree totally with that. I mean, completely. Maybe it's not going up like it was at its peak a year ago and 2 years ago, but everything is still up dramatically, and it's still going up, just not as much. But they have not defeated inflation yet. It may be right around the corner as they keep raising interest rates and destroying the economy and plunge us into a Great Depression. And then you may get deflation. But at the moment, everything still costs a fortune. Everything I buy is way up. So they say, incredibly, however, this is an article at Fox Business, the money supply, which is the amount of cash and checkable deposits and bank savings accounts, has substantially decreased. That means that even though prices are still going up, the amount of money available is continuing to drop, putting an unprecedented strain on American families. The latest economic data shows the annual M2 money supply growth rate has been negative for the past three quarters, meaning the amount of money available is shrinking rapidly. In the past 110 years, the only other time Americans have seen the money supply drop this sharply was in the early 1930s during the height of the Great Depression. There is a significant difference this time around, however. In the 1930s, when the money supply turned negative, prices dropped as well. In our current situation, prices are still going up despite the collapse in the money supply. And this has never occurred before in history. I mean, this is tragic. This is a disaster. We got higher prices. We got more government spending. We got more debt. We got more inflation and lower levels of household savings. That's the centerpiece of Bidenomics, and that's scary. You know, so no one has seen the money supply drop three quarters in a row since the 1930s, early 1930s, and the height of the Great Depression. And at the same time that happened, prices went down. Now prices are up while the money supply is down. So it's even worse news. No one's ever seen anything like this. It's the oddest combination in America's history. And then throw in the open borders. No one seems to understand. There's a massive invasion going on. This is like Pearl Harbor. This is like 9/11. This is like Russia invading Ukraine. There is a massive invasion at our southern border. And the whole country is filling up with people that are desperately poor, have no skills, don't even speak English. Many of them are criminals. They let the jail doors open. In countries all around the world, they're laughing at us, and they let the criminals out to come here and get rid of their worst problems. So murderers are coming in, drunks are coming in, drunk drivers, rapists, robbers, you name it, lots of bad people, and everybody needs welfare from cradle to grave. This is a disaster. This is a 12-alarm fire when it doesn't go higher than a 5-alarm fire. This is unprecedented in world history. The absolute utter destruction of the greatest nation in world history. And you know what the proof is? Biden is now building a wall. You heard me. Biden's answer is, we got to build a wall and we got to do it fast. And here's the real irony, and I'll talk about this in the next segment, in the next hour of the show. Can you imagine if Trump did this? The Biden administration is disregarding environmental, historical preservation, and Native American gravesite protection statutes to build a border wall segment immediately. They're ignoring Native American gravesites. They're ignoring environmental laws. They're ignoring all the rules to build it instantly because things are that bad. Biden's scared to death. They got no Democrats are scared to death, with or without Biden, in 2024, that they can't beat Trump because they've let the entire world in and more are coming. They're hysterical. They're panicking. They're desperate. And they're building a wall. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.